It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We have an infrastructure law. Now President Biden and other Democratic leaders are going on the road to tell the people what's in the bill that the president signed into law this week. Speaking at what's described as a decrepit bridge in rural New Hampshire, the president on Tuesday said, quote, "This is not something abstract. This is real stuff." Congressional Democrats have planned about 1,000 events in November and December to publicize what is in this package. The bill passed with support of some Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Biden and the Democrats are proudly touting their role, but a new ABC News Washington Post poll found that most Americans aren't giving Biden credit for pushing the bill through Congress. Maybe if he gets the Build Back Better bill through, then he'll get that bump, please? So there are a few stories I wish I didn't have to report, and this one's near the top of that list. COVID cases are on the rise again. The FDA is now considering whether to expand the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to include booster shots for all adults. A CDC advisory panel is set to meet Friday to discuss the same thing. But some states aren't even waiting. Arkansas, California, Colorado, New Mexico, and West Virginia have all expanded eligibility for COVID-19 booster shots to everyone 18 and older 6 months after their second dose. The Biden administration also announced plans to purchase 10 million doses of Pfizer's new experimental antiviral COVID-19 pill. It's called Paxlovid, and Pfizer says it significantly reduces hospitalization and death from COVID-19. But the FDA hasn't authorized it yet. The drug maker says it'll seek approval soon. Pfizer also signed a licensing agreement allowing broader global access to the pill. Meanwhile, White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci is warning of a possible double whammy from the coronavirus this winter as the highly infectious Delta variant continues spreading and vaccines protections wane, putting, as he said, quote, even the vaccinated people at risk of infection. In fact, Fauci said, you're going to see breakthrough infections even more so than we see now among the vaccinated. With so much focus on the infrastructure bills, D.C. has been awfully quiet about the looming deadlines for government funding and hitting the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told Congress on Tuesday that the federal government probably will run out of ways to avoid a first-ever debt default on December 15th. That buys an additional 12 days than her original prediction back in October when Congress passed that stopgap $480 billion increase in the federal debt limit. Yellen urged Congress in a new letter to act quickly to eliminate any possibility of a potentially catastrophic default on the nation's debt. In a letter to congressional leaders, Yellen wrote, quote, "To ensure the full faith and credit of the United States, it is critical that Congress raise or suspend the debt limit as soon as possible." Yellen has repeatedly warned lawmakers that letting the government default would likely trigger a recession. Meanwhile, the government apparently grossly underestimated some key economic indicators in recent months. Retail sales rose by 1.7% in October. That's a significant improvement compared to September. Consumers spent mostly on goods, including cars, electronics, fitness equipment, and other big purchases, rather than services. The data shows that despite complaints about rising gas and grocery prices, Americans are willing to pay more as they return to more normal lives, with coronavirus infections down since the summer surge. Or maybe not. Hey, some breaking news. Actual voter fraud has been uncovered. Yeah, this Las Vegas man who claimed he had evidence of fraud in the 2020 presidential election on Tuesday pleaded guilty to voting twice in that election. Last November, this man, Donald Kirk Hartle, told a local television station that someone cast a ballot for his wife, who had died of breast cancer in 2017. The Nevada Republican Party publicized the case, tweeting that, quote, "This isn't the only case of a deceased person voting in Nevada." State officials investigated and found Hartle had cast his late wife's ballot and his own ballot, too. He agreed to plead guilty to avoid serving prison time. The judge, Carly Kearney, told Hartle his, quote, "cheap political stunt backfired and showed our voting system actually works because you were ultimately caught." an update on the three high-profile cases currently in the court system. In the murder trial over Ahmaud Arbery's killing, the prosecution wrapped after almost 2 weeks of testimony. Three white men are accused of racially profiling, chasing, and then killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, as he was jogging in Georgia last year. Over in Wisconsin, jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial will continue deliberating on Wednesday. And in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the federal civil case against the Unite the Right rally organizers, the plaintiffs rested on Tuesday. Two of the defendants, Richard Spencer and Christopher Cantwell, both entered motions to dismiss the case. The judge declined, telling the defendants that they seemed to not appreciate how low the bar is for proving a conspiracy, saying, quote, "If you know that people are planning racially motivated violence and you join in with them, you don't have to do much. Just join in and be there. You have a misunderstanding, I'm afraid, of what the law of conspiracy is." So the House today will vote on whether to censure Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona over an anime video he posted online that depicted him killing Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and then attacking President Joe Biden. A censure is a rarely used formal condemnation of a House member. The House will also vote on whether to strip him of committee posts. In economic news, today's buzzword is inflation. Rising prices have crushed consumer sentiment and become major political news, but it's much more complicated than that. There's also been a big reduction in child poverty, and Congress could make that permanent. The same fiscal policies that are partly blamed for high inflation produced a 40% reduction in child poverty in July. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar is performing solidly. It's showing markets are more confident in U.S. growth relative to other economies like Europe, where rising COVID-19 cases are leading some major nations to consider new restrictions. In the UK, inflation rates are the highest they've been in a decade. It could lead to Britain becoming the first major economy to raise interest rates since the pandemic began. The one thing that remains the same is that everything is changing. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.